This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Please text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name Kate. Get some help. I can't tell you how many people are coming out of the woodwork and going, is everyone going to be okay through digital currency? Because they are definitely bringing it in and quicker than people think. So much out there, I can't even tell you. Even Whitney Webb, an actual investigative journalist, was saying, are you okay out there? You better get solidified with gold-backed IRAs, savings, and retirement. Just telling you, the free information to get, just text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name Kate. Okay, that's it. Four letters, K-A-T-E. But text that number and just at least get the free info, okay? Your information stays private, and let me tell you, it's just the free info that you're getting, and then if you want to do something about it, it might not cost you anything, which is amazing. Go to Birch Gold, and also please text 989898 and text my name Kate. There's so much that we could say, but visits to the doctors, I don't know if people are realizing, Dr. Duke Pesta, my guest, or my co-host for Monday, let me just tell you, they're asking a lot of things on the forms, correct? Even about mental health. Are you sad? Are you depressed? Or do you find yourself having mental health issues? And then what else are they asking when you go to the doctor?
My wife was asked, is there anybody in your house who is mistreating you? In this case, she was asked, is your husband domineering? Does your husband override your opinions? The requisite wow. Questions about, do you have guns in your house? How many guns? Are you afraid of the guns in your house? These kind of situations. I mean, it's almost as if doctors now, well, let's just call it what this is. Being a doctor mm-hmm. in America today, especially for the rising generation of students, is about being sociologists, not doctors. You got your big nose in charge of not what's best for them physically, medically, surgically. It's all about the sociology now. Basically, are their worldviews progressive enough? We were talking about UCLA, Kate, and if mm-hmm. you give me a second here,
please.
It's even worse than we said at the beginning. And okay. I hope people are willing to call in on the segments here today,
right.
and the lines are open, right?
888-673-1450, 888-673-1450, and you can, that number is also on the website. Go ahead.
So I do want to share about more what happened mm-hmm. at UCLA. This is no small, on the one hand, you had Mayo Clinic that we talked about, which mm-hmm. is a private medical school to some degree.
Right.
And now you've got UCLA, which is one of the big public teachers of future doctors. And so I mentioned that a DEI officer by the name of Lisa Gray Garcia, at this mandatory meeting of first-year residents, in mm-hmm. this mandatory course, it was not a course on medicine. It was a course mandated on structural racism. That's the point. And for first-year medical students at the UCLA campus, a guest speaker who praised Hamas's October 7th attacks on Israel, this guest speaker led a chant of all the students, mandatory, remember, free Palestine, and demanded that they bow down to Mama Earth, according to all the students who were in the class. This Lisa Tina Gray Garcia, who referred to October 7th, mm-hmm. The attacks and the murders as justice, is in charge of the DEI organization for the entire medical school. Can you imagine on your first class of your first day at medical school? It's not about ethics. It's not about honesty and not about how to become a compassionate doctor. It's not about anatomy or physiology. It's about this nonsense. And don't forget, mom and dad out there, this is what happens when your kids now go to the military. Before they learn about soldiering,
right.
or brotherhood or the Constitution and defending freedom, the first thing that you're just like at the in the medical schools, the first thing your kids are learning at the cadet schools is structural racist DEI, critical race theory, why America is a wicked country. This is how deeply this has been embedded in every aspect of American culture.
This just makes me sick. I also, since we're on the topic of medical, I've been looking into this a lot. Within the next few years, AI will absolutely spit out your diagnosis. Right now, the doctors are also looking at medical, like, medical, different medical things as your diagnosis, but complete and total control AI will have, and the doctors will not be allowed to insert anything different into your game plan when you go to the hospital. It'll be all AI driven completely. Be
and
right
this
back.
Is Wait. Really, yeah. This is really important.
We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't go anywhere.